Good morning, friends. It's Grainne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. Well, friends, it's April the 17th, 2024. And as usual, this is my weekly podcast where I come on and talk things numerology, astrology, and all things soul. And where I hope I inspire people to maybe look at things from a broader and a other point of view, as opposed to just following maybe the status quo, shall we say. So with that in mind, just as a quick thank you to everyone, thank you for sending and sharing and posting about these podcasts, because it really gives me great pleasure to do them. And they're a great honor in that I gather information and wisdom from my own spirit team, but also I do research and I get as much information and then I tell a story. So really, this podcast is me passing on information just like a story, and it can be your interpretation if you wish to, you know, utilize it and learn from it or not. And with that in mind, you know, I've been a soul seer all of my life, but I've been working at it really predominantly for the last 27 years, helping people to uncover and discover their true soul purpose. So all that information will be down below as well if you want to have a private session with my good self. So let's get on and see what is actually going on. I would suggest, if you want to grab a pen and paper, if you're interested, because this particular podcast we'll be revisiting the past, just significant dates in history and on the world stage, which are actually the same conjunction of planets as to what we're going through and will be going through on April 20th to 21st, depending where you are in the world. And on April 20th to 21st, we will be having quite a rare conjunction of the planet Jupiter, who is the king of the gods, to meeting up at 21 degrees of Taurus with Uranus, who is the radical, who is the game changer, who is the god associated with lightning, who doesn't conform. So for these two planets to meet in the sign of Taurus, Taurus being associated with the bull, so they're meeting in the bullpen, and it's the first meeting at this particular degree, 21. 21 is always to do with creation, expression. It can be in this case because of the conjunction. Jupiter is about expanding everything and Uranus is about life changes, shocking revelations, revolutions. And 3 is about that expressiveness. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. So the last time, as I said, these two were in the bullpen was in 1941. And I'm going to be going back and forward a little bit, but I thought this one was interesting. 1941. So we're in the, you know, 2 years into World War II. And as I was doing my research and I started mooching around, I came across a story, and I like stories, which relates to a time that was exactly going on, the same conjunction as what we're going through right now, 70 something years later. And I didn't realize, but Rudolf Hess, he was the main man associated, you know, right hand man, if you will, of Adolf Hitler. And Hitler decided that he was going to send Hess to England to speak with Churchill, because Hitler wanted to offer Churchill an agreement to end the war, and it was based on if Britain sided with Germany against Russia. So apparently Hess had a big interest in astrology, which I didn't know. So Hess anyway got some astrologers to do up his chart and about timing, and one said absolutely do not do it in a Jupiter-Uranus and Taurus conjunction. The other one said yes. I'd say he got his head chopped off. But anyway, so Hess headed off anyway and jumped out of a plane, as you do, and landed, which I thought was very amusing, landed in Scotland, completely away from where he was meant to go, in a field of manure, which relates to Taurus, because Taurus is to do with the land, it's to do with the earth, it's to do with the food chain. I thought that was very curious. Anyway, he was arrested. And I didn't realise that Churchill put Hess in the Tower of London. So there you go now. So that happened 73 years ago, when the particular conjunction we're going through right now. Now, there's plenty more. So when this conjunction comes together, I promise you can be promised and guaranteed fireworks. Already we can see from what's going on weather-wise, you know, the earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis. There's going to be earth tremors, Taurus. And this meeting is... and this is really about the earth moving. And we can really expect a lot of that until the summer solstice, June 20th this year. So there'll be a lot of rocking and rolling, shall we say, earthly, and earthly tremors. And Taurus is always to do with gold bullion, financial markets, stock markets and so forth. So we're going to be seeing a lot of that. And really, it's going to be starting from the 18th, tomorrow. And this energy, this conjunction, you know, okay, they come together. Jupiter and Uranus come together about every 13 to 14 years. But for them to come back together in this particular sign of Taurus doesn't happen. It only happens every 70 something years. Now, not only that, we're going to be seeing, as I mentioned before, about a comet, and it's called 12-P-Pons-Brooks. Isn't that a great name? But it's also known as the devil. And that has been and will be in our cosmic skies. And I'm not sure where we can actually see that, but it is there. And I thought it was interesting. It's called the devil. So with Jupiter in Taurus, Jupiter has been in Taurus itself since May 16th, 2023. And Uranus has been in Taurus since May 15th, 2018. But for them to come together at this point hasn't happened in a long, long time. And Uranus itself is to do with science and technology and global relations. And as we said, the bull is always to do with stock markets, gold, bullion, assets. So there has to be an impact on the economy. There can also be a little bit more, I thought this was interesting, AI coming more into the fore in between now and June 20th. Well, it's going to be there for a long time, but particular emphasis on it. Could be around, you know, disease, where there could be special equipment for detection of disease and then illness being, you know, healed. Also, there's a lot of emphasis. Taurus is ruled by the goddess Venus, which is to do with youthfulness, beauty, you know, aesthetics. Maybe around what people do to stay young. And I don't necessarily just mean Botox. So it could be truths coming out around that. What techniques, what people have utilized in order to get to that youthfulness. But it's also about an opportunity, honestly, to seize the day. This is an opportunity for us all to expand our dreams and our aspirations. But there really has to be, firstly, quite enormous revelations and possible revolutions. So let's go back in time, if we can. The next one that will be, we'll go forward first, then we'll go back. So back to the future. So in the future, the next one in this particular alignment that we're in right now will be in 2150. And whatever will happen then. So we're going to go back sort of just from the nearest date. The one before this was 2010 to 2011. And again, it wasn't in Taurus. This was Jupiter and Uranus just meeting. OK, so the 2010 to 2011 was just post the economic recession and we were still in it. And, you know, there was a lot of around the US credit rating, the collapse of that. And it was a real cry for freedom, a cry for liberty. So maybe ask yourself, where were you? What was going on in your life in 2010? I certainly know it was the biggest change in my life to date. What happened? And there's still repercussions from that, even 14 years later. Prior to that, now this is where it gets curious, was 1997. And that was probably, I feel, well, you might say there was a lot that went on in 1997. But I think one of the biggest ones was the death of Princess Diana in August of 1997. So that was a great shock. And to the world. And as we know, that was when really the Schumann resonance really came into public arena, because the energy of the earth at the time, it was said that the overflow of love was beyond anything that had ever been measured before. So I thought that was interesting. Same conjunction, not in Taurus. It was actually in the sign of Aquarius, and Aquarius is the people. And we know that Pluto, the god of death and rebirth, is currently walking hand in hand with Aquarius until September the 1st. And then it goes back into the arms of Capricorn, but then it'll go back to Aquarius from November 18, 2024 for 20 years. So it's all kind of matching up, isn't it? So before 1997, we then went into 1983. And there was a lot of reforming of territory at that point. And it was quite a revolutionary time too. And then before that, we had 1968 to 69. And that really was a time of people standing up, people speaking in unison. Now, there was a lot of violence, remember. It was beginning certainly here of the war in Northern Ireland. There was wars all over the world. And we had Robert F. Kennedy was shot. So was Martin Luther King, amongst many. And it was also the time when it was said that man walked on the moon. So that's nice and interesting, isn't it? Then we have 1954 to 55, which would be only about 10 years after World War II. So there was a lot of change, and there was a lot of financially sort of a lending exchange began between countries to try and help people to get themselves back on their feet, if you will. And then we had, I have all my notes here, 1856 was the time of the Industrial Revolution. And there was a lot of changes of the guard. And also 1775 was in the sign of Gemini, actually. And that was just a year before the Declaration of Independence. And USA is actually going through its Pluto return at the moment. So that was very much a revolutionary time, a time of demanding of equality and liberation. And the old order was coming down. Also here in Ireland, there was a lot of revelations and revolutions. And there was also the French Revolution. And people were just revolting, and that was to do with, as in revolting against systems that no longer worked. And that's exactly what's going on right now. And then back in 1015, the very first one that's been recorded apparently was, I thought this was interesting, was the fall and occupation of Kiev in the Ukraine. And there you are. So that's just an example of what happened in the past when Jupiter and Uranus came together at 21 degrees of Taurus. So ultimately, as we are now in this extraordinary time, this is a time of us recognizing that we are and have a part to play now in stepping up to be a visionary, stepping up to realizing, okay, well, what do you want to see for the world and the world of your children or grandchildren and so forth? It's so vital. It is so vital that we find our spiritual practice at this time, that we come together. And today, well, the 21st, 21 is always about, you know, the masculine and feminine coming together, creating a new way of being. But when we add 21, 04, 2024 together, we get the number 6. So the energy of that day, when the conjunction hits here in where I live in Europe, it will be an opportunity for community living. It's an opportunity to actually keep the vibration as high as we can. Yes, there's no point pretending there are going to be shocks. There are. Uranus is a radical. Uranus just doesn't obey the rules, goes back and forth, doesn't have to abide by anything, and doesn't want to conform, and can be quite an erratic orbit. And as a result of that, and these two beings, if we want to call them that, they're planets, obviously, but these two energies come together, you know, it is a very important conjunction. And if we look back in 2020, January 2020, Saturn and Jupiter came together, and really we know what happened after that. It was the beginning of the expansion of restrictions, and we know what happened in 2020 right through to this moment. So ultimately, all I would say, friends, is be prepared for a lot of change physically. We may be going physically ourselves, going through changes in our bodies and our, you know, in our own physical appearance and experiences. There will be earthly tremors. There has to be. It's in the sign of Taurus. The financial markets, money, stock exchange, currencies, all of that will be under the hammer. And just remember that our ancestors went through this. The people who walked before us and led the way to where you are right now, wherever you are in the world, listening to this podcast. And we will get through this. Of course we will. And there will be changes, but it is a time of an awakening. And with the awakening will come situations where we'll be presented with to make some severe choices. And when you do it from a place of love and integrity, when you do it from a place of truth, which is 21-3, you will only be guided to the right people, situations, events. So remember, this too will pass. And by virtue of the fact that you are here at this time, you are part of the Great Awakening. And if I can help you to discover and uncover your true soul purpose, please feel free to contact me on the email down below. Thank you for all your love and support of my work. Feel free to share these podcasts around the world. And until next week, much love and blessings. And so it is.